Hey, welcome to another episode of the Career Report. Hey, I'm Tim Madden. Hope everyone had a great weekend. Hey, we are in the week of Thanksgiving, ladies and gentlemen, and it's an exciting week because here's the thing. No one believes this, right? But I'm gonna let you in on a little secret. So many people are about to be hired this week because decision makers and owners and executives, they want to try to wrap up the deals they're working on so they can go and enjoy the time with their family. So I assure you, if you are waiting, if you are in the final rounds of interviews right now, now is time to push to make a decision. Last year, around this time at Executive Career Upgrades, we had 25 offers come in this week. So I know that we've already been supporting people over the weekend inside of our Exec Upgrades program that got offers coming in. Kudos to all of you. Congratulations for putting in the work. But I just want to let everyone know corporate America, hey, is open for business. They are trying to close out deals. So if you're in interview pipelines right now, this is an exciting time. Hey, today, what we're talking about. Man, I see so many posts and I don't know how many times I can talk about just this resume thing, this resume and this LinkedIn thing and why everyone thinks their resume is wrong. I hear this all the time, but hey, before we get into that, if you want to get some traction in your job search before the start of the year, go on to, over to execupgrades.com/podcast. ECU, if you are watching this or listening to a recording, we are dropping a new program today here at ECU. I'm going to talk about it today on my clinic, so I hope to see you there. Stay tuned. Special Black Friday deal. Hey, everyone on LinkedIn, here's the confusing part, because I see many people talk about this every day. But I want to bring up two specific stories. You know, everyone on LinkedIn has an opinion, right? Your friends, HR, job boards, job scan. If you use job scan to perfectly do your resume, AI, Indeed, Monster, ZipRecruiter, and almost all of them contradict each other. They say, hey, Deb, your resume is missing this. And then another system. And then you get all of this advice from people, right? This creates so much confusion in your search, and so many people fixate on the one thing they think they control, their resume. I just want you to write this down if you're taking notes today, right? That most people use, are you ready? My resume isn't perfect as an excuse to why they're not getting results. After working with thousands of people and not working with thousands of people and just talking to them, right? Everyone always looks for an excuse as to why they're not getting results. And a resume is a big one, right? I know they say I'm too old. They blame it on the company. They whatever, right? But in reality, a lot of the time they're blaming it on their resume. Like my resume is not perfect. I've watched people spend 90 days inside of our program. By the way, if we ever partner together, your resume is supposed to be done inside of 2 weeks when you sign up with our program, typically 10 days, right? I've seen some executives spend 90 days trying to go through rewrites because like rewriting that document is a lot easier than the work they're about to do. And I think that's where they get stuck, right? I think they realize that like, you know, if I finalize this, if I finally say that my resume is good to go, even if you're not working with someone, then what happens? I think it's like fear wearing a disguise. Because then once they finalize that, well, what do you have to do? Now you got to get to work. Oh man, fear of interviewing, fear of rejection, fear of being judged, fear of taking action. Fixing the resume feels so safe, man. Hey, let me just keep fixing my resume, keep fixing my resume, keep fixing my resume. Your resume is not the bottleneck. Your willingness to execute is. Some of the people that I've seen hired, and I've hired when I was a headhunter, right, had horrible resumes. But you know what they were really good at? Getting a hold of people that could hire them. I've seen people with busted hardly anything, but the message sequence or whatever used to get a hold of, right, somebody. To garner interest, right, was just like right place, right time, right message. And even though they had a not good document, they were still able to get past that. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm the first to tell you your resume is important, and I want to talk about that. But I want to let you know, are you obsessing too much over your resume? Are you avoiding doing the uncomfortable work that comes after you say, you know what, man, my resume is good enough, right? Because here's the thing. I saw a regional sales leader, right, on LinkedIn yesterday. And he was like, I'm so sick of people trying to sell me a resume or a LinkedIn profile. Do you know what I mean? I just wish dot, dot, dot. And he was complaining about it, right? And of course, I looked at his LinkedIn profile and what did I see? I don't know the teams he's led. There was no resume numbers or revenue numbers. There was no accomplishments. He wasn't branded effectively. And he's in sales, right? A field where like visibility and proof of results matters more than anything, right? And it just made me think like there's like two types of people out there. The people that are completely unaware of how to brand themselves and gain that visibility. And then there's number two, the people who actually have good messaging, but never want to finalize it and always want to get stuck on their resume. Do not let that happen to you. You have to be branded effectively. It's not going to solve all of your problems, but if it's not branded effectively, it's harder to get a hold of people. Hiring managers typically won't understand you. It's super important, right? No one knows your background better than you. So you are the product right now. You are the $300,000 product you're trying to sell to a Fortune 1000 company, a Inc. 5000 company, a small company that's got a series round of funding. You are a product. How are you positioning yourself? Does it say the teams you've led? Does it say the impacts you've had? How you've grown revenue, how you've helped reduce cost savings initiatives, how you've instilled SOPs and processes to increase enterprise value. I don't know what you specialize in, but does it have the stats that is going to make sense when someone looks at it? I say that because I was working with someone in the event space, right? And I look at his resume, right? I look at their resume last week. Imagine this, you've been in events for 25 years. Let's get your mind working. What are some things I might want to highlight if I want to go to another company to run big events, to get sponsorships, to help drive revenue, to help with the branding, the marketing, like these big events? His resume didn't say that. It said he did 300 events over the past 25 years, like large scale. So I was like, think about this. Are you ready? It didn't have how many people attended those events on average. He was like 8 to 10,000. Man, you want to include that. How much revenue do you think these have generated? Oh, easily tens of millions of dollars. You can see where I'm going with this, right? Hey, what about the partnerships and the vendors that you built relationships over the past 20 to 25 years? How much money do you think they've invested to come to an event? He's like, oh my God. Again, branding won't solve your problem, but you need to think, the person who's going to hire me, what do they likely think about? If I'm a project manager, I probably want to talk about the number of projects, the budgets of those projects. What's the biggest thing in project management? Can you get it done on time and under budget? Why would you not talk about that? So, hey, be branded effectively. Step one, typically work with the professional. I would highly recommend that. Number two, if you are branded effectively, and it has your results and your achievements and the teams you've led, then move on with your life. Because I can tell you this, even if you have the perfect optimized resume with everything you've done, a recruiter is still going to question it. So is a hiring manager. ZipRecruiter is going to tell you it's wrong. Do you know the funniest part too? They're going to tell you that while you're on the interview with them. Like the recruiter calls you, because I think they think you're qualified. You go to the interview and then they tell you everything what's wrong with your resume. It's kind of like, bro, why'd you call me? It's funny, right? This is some vital advice I wanted to share with you today because I know everyone's looking for new opportunities. Well, the smart ones are. Hey, you would be very not smart to start looking January 1st when everyone wants to change their lives. So if you're in a job search right now, hey, massive action is your only option to get into those later rounds, get into those later interview rounds before the new year kicks off. But don't let this piddly document hold you back. If you don't have one, go pay for someone to help you. Number two, if you do have one, and it highlights your accomplishments and achievements, move on to the next step. Get visibility on your LinkedIn profile. It's the only way, right, you're going to get any traction. So I want you to stop hiding behind, I need to fix my resume. Stop letting fear like disguise itself as perfectionism. Stop confusing action with motion. And if you need help, get it from people who have done it, right? A lot of people, I say this all the time, but I have to say it again. If I'm getting in shape, I want someone who's in shape. I want a fitness coach that is in shape. I want a financial planner that has his money right and is set up for retirement. Okay. If I want a job search, career coach, executive coach, I want to work with someone who's got results for lots of people. Not my friends, not random HR reps, and not job boards, right? Because all they're going to do is freaking try to upsell you. Getting advice from the job boards. Because right when you upload any resume to ZipRecruiter, it's like, hey, we notice all these deficiencies, which is holding you back. And then like, we believe it, right? So you need to brand yourself. You need to get visible. You need to take action. If you do that, you will get hired, okay? So we are rolling into Thanksgiving week. Do not take your pedal off the gas if you're in a job search. The only day you don't have to do anything, right? Here's my what's the medication, prognosis, diagnosis? I can't think of it. But hey, you can take Thursday off this week. Today, focus on your job search. Put one foot in front of the other. What do you need to do? Do you know what you're targeting? Is your resume and your LinkedIn optimized? You need to get a hold of people to get on interviews. Are you preparing for interviews? Treat it like your life depends on it. We have people schedule calls with us and they're like, yeah, I've been on 18 interviews in the past 6 months. You should not be on 18 interviews and not get a job offer, ladies and gentlemen. Something is not clicking. And you need to know how to talk about money. Monday this week, Tuesday this week, Wednesday this week, okay? Thursday, take a day off with your family. Friday, hey, you don't need to be focused on Black Friday right now. You don't need another Peloton, okay? You don't need another gadget. You need to go get the job and money you deserve, okay? For yourself, your family, and your future company. So, hey, that wraps up today's edition of the Career Report. I'm Tim Madden. Do me a favor. Share this with someone who keeps talking about their freaking resume. Maybe it will help them move on to the next step. And as always, hey, go leave me a 5-star review over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. It's been on my vision board for the past couple of years to be a top 100 podcast, and only you can make that happen for me. I appreciate you, and I'll see you tomorrow.